Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Luke chapter 18. We'll begin to read at verse 35. Stay tuned. Reading in Luke chapter 18, verse number 35, it came to pass that as he, that is Jesus, was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Now I want to read this same account in Matthew and in Mark, because some have suggested there's some contradictions here. And there's not. I decided when I was 12 years old, when I got saved, there's any contradictions in the Bible, I'm going to throw it out. I'm not going to follow a Bible that makes contradictions. Well, there's none. But if you look at it on the surface, it might look like there is here. We're going to read Matthew chapter 20, verse 29. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Now we have the account in Mark chapter 10, beginning to read at verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now we have two blind men, we have one blind man, we have coming into Jericho, we have going out of Jericho. What is really happening here? Well, verse 35, it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Now, we read that he came nigh unto Jericho. We read in Matthew 20 and 29, he was departing from Jericho. In Mark 10 and 46, he came to Jericho and he went out of Jericho. And here, as we said in Luke 18 and 35, he came nigh unto Jericho. Now, how can this be? Well, it's very simple. You remember that Jericho, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho and the walls came tumbling down. So as Jesus was traveling through, and if you check the geographic location here, multitudes and multitudes of people are coming through this area, heading for Jerusalem for the Passover. That's why there's such a crowd. As they come to Jericho, they get even more of a crowd that comes out of the city. Now, there's the ruins of the walls came tumbling down. You remember the Battle of Jericho? Those ruins are there. But Jericho has been rebuilt, and as Jesus is coming by, he could be coming out of one Jericho, past that area, coming into the other Jericho, depending on which Jericho they are talking about. So it says in Mark 10 and 46, they came to Jericho, and they went out of Jericho. Now, we also have two blind men here. And it would seem, as you read the story and put them together, that one of them was won by one of the Jerichos, and the other was by the rebuilt Jericho. In any event, we have no contradiction here. So as we read down through this story, and I want to read it again, it says in verse 35 in our study here in Luke, it says in verse 35 of chapter 18, it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. He's sitting by the wayside begging. Now, that is, nobody cares about him. He's been dumped out there, and he's going to beg for a living, and that's what he's going to do. Well, he's blind, but he hears the multitude passing by, and he asks what it meant in verse 36. Well, someone told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. Well, he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Well, we read that they that went before him, that would be the disciples, they said, "You got to hold your peace." But he cried the more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." You remember the disciples were rebuking because they were bringing the children to Jesus. Now they're rebuking because this blind man wants to come to Jesus. The disciples had a lot to learn. Well, it says in verse 40, Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What will that I should do unto thee?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight." Listen now, "thy faith has saved thee." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Well, as I mentioned, in verse 29 of Matthew 20, it says there was a great multitude. In Mark 10 and 46, it says a great number of people. Here in verse 35, it says a multitude. Crowds and crowds of people were coming to the Passover, and crowds were coming out of Jericho because Jesus was passing by. He was very famous. He had been in his ministry for just over 3 years now. And not only that, just a few days before this, just up the road, Lazarus had been raised from the dead. And so the crowds wanted to see Jesus. And so we see here that there's a great commotion, there's a lot of shouting going on, and quite frankly, there's a lot of anticipation that this is the Messiah. He is going to set up the kingdom. We're going down to Jerusalem with him. We're going to kick out the Romans, and we're going to set up our kingdom. That's what they thought was going on. Well, the blind man sitting there, verse 36, he asked what all that noise meant, and they told him it was Jesus of Nazareth that was passing by. Well, it says in verse 38, he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He was much more than Jesus of Nazareth. This beggar understood. No, this is Jesus, the son of David, the one who had the right to claim the throne. This is the Messiah. Now, the Jews assumed that anybody who was blind and suffering what this man was suffering was under the judgment of God. You remember back in John chapter 19, there was a blind man there, and the disciples asked, "Who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Well, they thought it's under the judgment of God, and they're rebuking him and saying, just sit there and keep on begging. You're not coming anywhere near Jesus. Kind of pharisaical here, even the disciples. Well, we see here that they that went before him, now I think in this situation, we're talking about the disciples, they rebuked him, but the blind man refused to be silenced by anyone. He cried so much the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Well, that was the response of the disciples, that was the response of the blind man. What was the response of Christ? We read in verse 40, Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. We read in Matthew 20, verse 32, and Jesus stood still and called them. And who's he calling? Those people that are trying to stop him from coming. Said, let him come. He comes, and Jesus said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? In the account in Mark chapter 10 and verse 49, it says, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Well, in Mark chapter 10 and verse 50, there's an interesting verse there, says, he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. He knew what was going to happen. Well, Jesus asked the question in verse 41, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? It is estimated that Jesus asked over 300 questions during his ministry. There's a few life-changing questions that he asked. I'll give you some of them. He said in Matthew 9 and 28, believe ye that I am able to do this? That's a good question. Then in Matthew 8 and 26, he said, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Here's one, Matthew 22 and 42, what think ye of Christ? That's a good question. You need to answer that as you look in the mirror. Then in John 21 and 17, he says to Peter, lovest thou me? Good question there. Then he asked the question in Matthew 7, verse number 3, why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thy own eye? That's a good question. And then Luke 18 and 41, he asked this question, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Yeah, you have not because you ask not, the Bible says. Maybe some things that God could take care of, we get serious about asking. Well, he answered, he said, that I may receive my sight. 42, and Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. And then he said, thy faith, what he believed, has saved thee. Well, Luke 18, verse 43, we read, immediately he followed him, glorifying God. When someone receives Christ as their personal Savior, if it's genuine, there's a major change. It says in Luke 5 and 11, some disciples followed him. 5 and 28, some more disciples followed him. 9 and 11 in book of Luke, the crowd followed him. Luke 18 and 43, the blind man followed him. In Luke 22, 39, the disciples still followed him. And then 23 and 27, a great company followed him. Luke 23, 49 talks about the women that followed him. And then we read back here in the last chapter, when the crowd saw that the man was healed of his blindness, it says they gave praise unto God. Everybody was really excited about that. Well, that was very short-lived because you get down seven verses later in chapter 19 here, it says, and they all murmured. We'll look at that in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in.